Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, honey. You know it's French Toast Friday, baby. And on Fridays, I love to have codfish, honey. So listen, I'm having French toast and catfish, darling. It's July 15, 2022. 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, East and West Africa. Do have members in the UK and Germany. And my honorary members in India, Karan Patati. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors, one infused with natural vanilla. That's Gumba Gold. And one infused with natural coconut. That's Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. Steve Gum. You know, y'all have to really give mama some advice. You know, now I works real hard every day. I works real hard every day for Steve Gum. So listen, now mama always giving out life lessons and things like that. You know what I mean? So now I need y'all to give me some life lessons because I don't know what Steve thinks I am. You know what I mean? He think I'm some kind of slave. You know what I mean? So listen. Y'all tell mama what should I do. What should I do? Well, he pays for everything around here. You know, he pays for the show. He pays all the bills and everything. And you know what I'm saying? Well, maybe I better keep on doing what I'm doing and let him keep on doing what he's doing. I think that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. So listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. Now listen. If you're in Boston, I'm going to have to get on down to Boston. You know, my list is getting mighty long of the cities I'm supposed to be getting to, and I ain't got there yet. You know what I'm saying, guys. So listen. Every Wednesday night, it is going down in Boston, Massachusetts. Boston, Massachusetts. Let me give you the address. If you're in Boston, it's 555 Main Street, okay? 555 Main Street, okay? 555. Get your lottery ticket so you can remember the address. It's Cranberry Liquors every Wednesday night. Cranberry Liquors, 5 to 7, flag to 7, every Wednesday night, okay? 555 Main Street, that's, you know, 5 to 7 p.m. Now, listen. Y'all got something for y'all. Thank you, Carol. I don't know why Carol thinks she got to do all the announcements up in here. You know, I really think they're trying to make me lose my job. I don't know what's the matter with these people. Now, listen, I got some hot music and everything. I'm going to play some hot music. I got We 73 Band, Hot Shot, and One Last Job. Listen, y'all, let me tell y'all something. We 73 Band is really, really special, and I'm going to play their music, and they are really, really, you know, I can't hardly talk about them without getting choked up because, oh, Lord, here we go. Here comes a life lesson. Then I'm going to get to the pop culture news and the news for media and film and television. Listen, every time I start talking about We 73 Band, you know, I get real choked up, and that's no joke. I'm really serious about that. So listen. We 73 Band is really special, and the reason why I always get choked up when I start talking about We 73 Band, because they are really, really, really handpicked by God, and they're doing kingdom business. They really are, and so you can't help but get choked up when you're talking about a group of people that's doing kingdom business. They are a band, and listen, they take the proceeds from what they do with the concerts. They take those proceeds to help other people. How many people are out here doing that, y'all? How many people are out here doing that? And Helen, I think her name was Helen, she was on with me a couple of weeks ago, and she's from PA, Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors Projects. Pennsylvania, they're independent. And I am telling you, I made a pledge, and I'm going to do good on my pledge to that particular organization, because I'm telling you, we all got to do our part. Oh, Lord, here we go. I'm being talked up the whole show. But you know what? Everybody's got to do something. You know, we can make this world, you know, a better place. So much that's going on. We can all just do a little bit of something to help the next person. You know what I mean? And you know what I have discovered? Now, this is the honest God truth. And then I'm going to get to a little bit of the pop culture news and the movie news and film. Just a little bit. You know what I have discovered? God, hallelujah. When you open up your hands to help somebody else. Now listen. I understand scripture and I know the scripture for myself and everything like that. And I understand walking by faith. I understand that we have to walk by faith. I understand tithing and sowing and reaping and those things. But listen. Listen, when you open your hands to help somebody else, and this has really become so activated in my life right now, like never before. Every time I go to help somebody else, God helps me double. You know what I'm saying? Because it's your heart. It's about your heart. It's about what's in your heart. Oh, Lord, I'm preaching. So anyway, it's about what's in your heart. When you really mean to do good, to help somebody else, God sees that and he honors that. Now, when you go to help somebody else and it's not in your heart, do you think God is honoring that? I don't think so. But let me tell you something. The more I try to help somebody else, the more God keeps blessing me. And that's the law of sowing and reaping. I am telling you, you guys got to try it. I'm telling you, especially in these days and times, so much is going on. We cannot afford to live without helping somebody else. And that's why I get so choked up every time I talk about We 73 Band. Oh, my gosh. I got a word from my sponsors because I will sit here and talk all day about We 73 Band because they are living examples of what we need to be doing. You know what? They are living epistles, read and written of all men. They really are. They're walking epistles. And that's what the scripture says that we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be walking lights. We're supposed to be a walking light, walking epistles so that we're read of all men. That means that our lives need to be an open book so when we pass by and we're doing the works of God, they can recognize the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Okay, now I got a word from my sponsor. Take a listen to this.
Expo Digital is an e-learning online marketplace. You pay a one lifetime fee of $97, and we keep adding content, courses, and ebooks. As of today, we have 500 ebooks and 200 courses. Expo Digital is an e-learning online marketplace. You pay a one lifetime fee of $97, and we keep adding content, courses, and ebooks. As of today, we have 500 ebooks and 200 courses. Expo Digital is an e-learning online marketplace. You pay a one lifetime fee of $97, and we keep adding content, courses, and ebooks. As of today, we have 500 ebooks and 200 courses.
All right, that is Expo Digital with an S.com. Listen, 500 digital books. That's a lot of content. You got to check them out online. That is expodigitals.com. You really got to check them out. I am telling you, they have a really huge library online. If you're looking for courses, if you're looking for videos, you got to check them out because they really do. They really do have a lot to offer, and they are valuable. They are a great, valuable source if you're going to look for some content, if you want to study something to educate yourself in a different area or a different study, you got to check them out. It's expodigitals.com. Listen. Now I got some music that I'm going to play by We 73 Band. Also, Hot Shot Kicks, K-I-X-X-X, D-Void, and One Last Job. So I got a lot to get through here, and I got to give you some pop culture news. I'm telling this stuff that's going on. It's really crazy. And this my source today is The Insider. Sometimes I get my information from, what is it? What y'all say? Do I know The Insider? My Lord, don't be telling me the same thing I just said. So anyway, my source comes from today, The Insider, and sometimes Patty Johnson on, she's Pop Culture, the auntie of pop culture. And so these are reputable sources. I just didn't dig up stuff out of the ground and telling you guys about it. Okay, so listen. Once again, today's source is The Insider. But first, I'm going to play the music by We 73 Band. I'm going to tell you all the little scratch I got. So this is Another Better Us. Check this out.
I was reading low, there felt a way. You have lost all that keeps us in touch. Lord, why can't we see there is another better us. Us in touch. Lord, why can't we see there is another better us? Stop and say, hey, in the name of the Lord and Father, let's relieve the poor from hunger. We know if there's a better way, we seem to have lost all that keeps us in touch. Why can't we see there is another better us? Lord, why can't we see there is another better us? Lord, why can't we see there is another better us? Lord, why can't we see there is another better us? Lord, why can't we see there is another better us? Lord, why can't we see there is another better us? Lord, why can't we see there is another better us? Lord, why can't we see there is
another better us? You know, we do. We got to make another better us. You know, what a wonderful song by We 73 Band. The song was written by Will Sanders after a conversation with superstar J.T. Carter of 16 Candles fame with the Cressets, one of Will Sanders' earlier musical heroes. So the conversation revolved around We 73 Project and whether J.T. could make their first concert in Pennsylvania. While discussing the timing of the event, the conversation turned to the need for healing in our country. You know, and that's what I was talking about a few moments ago. You know, our country, because there's so much that's going on in the world today, and we have to help one another. We really do. We can make a better us. We can do it because there's so much that's going on. And a lot of people are hurting. A lot of people are in need. A lot of people's hearts are broken. You know, and so we have to do it one person at a time, one person at a time to help heal our country. And so in order to do that, we have to work and help our community, help our brothers, help our neighbors. And we're responsible for doing that. You know, if you believe that you're responsible for doing that, you will work toward making a change within yourself to help the next person. And so if you think that you're not responsible for helping somebody else, especially if you walk, if your walk is in the Lord Jesus Christ, especially if you are a true believer and you're a disciple of him, you know, you got to feel some type of responsibility, you know, to do something here. And so I just couldn't imagine sitting around doing nothing. I just couldn't. So whatever your part is it's a help. No matter if you're doing it online, if you're doing it offline, if you're doing something to help somebody's life better. I'm telling you, I'm busy all day long, pretty much every day, trying to help somebody, you know, and so it's a good thing, and it helps you to feel good because you know that you're doing something to help somebody else. And, you know, it's a blessing, and we got to live our lives. We should live our lives, especially if you are a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, especially if you are a true believer. And when I say a true believer, I'm talking about a true believer in Jesus Christ. Understand me. And so, really, now I got to move on because I do have more music I could talk all day about We 73 Band because they are just excellent, 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 excellent. I have some music that's coming up by this particular band. Is called One Last Job, One Last Job. This song is called Tiptoe. Tiptoe through the tulips. Tiptoe through the tulips. But that's not the song. The name of the song is Tiptoe. Okay, y'all know I got to entertain. You know, I get serious, but I got to entertain. Carol, I don't need your help. Sit down, Carol. So anyway, this song is Tiptoe, Tiptoe. The name of the band is One Last Job, One Last Job. I like that, One Last Job. So listen, once again, it is Tiptoe, Tiptoe, Tiptoe. And up after Tiptoe is going to be Hot Shot Kicks, K-I-X-X, and then D-Void. This is One Last Job.
Tried to list out all the people I should keep in contact with. I had to quit around 250 when the exercise was messing with me. I wonder if this is how it goes for groups of friends when they get old. I need to find a way around it. Let me know if anybody's found it. I miss the days when our house was an adult playpen and everyone came home to a welcome back. Let's do some stupid shit. And I miss the feeling of honest appealing when I couldn't think of a better way to say what's on my mind. But now I tiptoe. People about their weekend plans, March Madness standings, I feel sick. My words taste like lies. And now I talk a lot, but I rarely speak, and it's a bleak repeat for any given week. With all the brittle grins I see around me, immured by an enduring boundary. Get to know. It's a depressing question, but I'm guessing that it's low. How many people know your weakness and your shame? And if they don't, what kind of friends are they? I want to spend my time with people who like me, people around whom I don't tread lightly. But I gotta pay the bills and get a grip, so for now I'll hold my breath and tiptoe. I miss the days when our house was an adult playpen and everything
everyone came home to a welcome back. Let's do some stupid shit, and I miss the feeling of honest appealing when I couldn't think of a better way to say what's on my mind. But now I tiptoe. I miss the days when our house wasn't at all.
Awesome. That was awesome. That was Tiptoe. Tiptoe by One Last Job. They are an indie folk band. Good job. I like that. Listen, we got to tiptoe. You know what I'm saying? It was a really strong message in that song. It really was. It, you know, especially when he's talking about, he remember the days when the house be like an adult, you know, playpen. You know, that's when you can, you're free to do whatever. You're having a good time. You ain't got to tiptoe around people. You know, it's kind of a drag that when you're around some people and you got to kind of watch everything that you're saying and doing. I feel that. It's just really a drag. It's a drag. You know? Plus, I'm a person I'm always turned up to 10. You know what I mean? I don't do that well. I don't tiptoe very well because whatever I'm thinking, honey, I'm going to tell ya. Okay, now listen, I got some more music that's going on here. It is Hot Shot, baby. Hot Shot. Kick, K-I-X-X-X. This one is Weather Warning.
I'm not afraid.
Engineer, wake up over there. Don't be falling asleep on me. That was one last job, one last job. The name of that band was One Last Job. Listen. Not one last job. That was Hot Shot Kicks. K-I-X-X-X was the name of the band. Listen, that was Weather Warning. Y'all know something. I got so busy listening to them jamming on those good times. They was rocking it out. They really was rocking it out. I'm telling you. Wow, that's hot stuff. Once again, the name of the band was Hot Shot Kicks, K-I-X-X-X, and that was Weather Warning. That was hot stuff. The next one that's coming up is D-Void. Listen here, I just love listening to bands that can really rock out on those guitars like Hot Shot did. They really did. They showed out. They showed off. They really did. They showed off. Now, listen, I got something that's coming up called Swan Song. The Incredible Dream. Now, y'all, okay. Y'all know I can't sing, but I sure like to entertain. This one is Swan Song.
I love you like a swan song, baby, and I keep eating delirium.
That is Swan Song, Swan Song. That was hot. That was by D-Void, D-Void. Listen, y'all, let me tell y'all something. This is a special musical salute and musical showcase to the bands, We 73 Band, Hot Shot Kicks, D-Void, and One Last Job. Let me tell y'all something. You know, when you come on the Fierce Female, and I really don't say this much, but something was revealed to me yesterday when I was working and doing what I do. So that's why I'm just saying this now. You know, those that come on Fierce Female Network, you know, social media is so powerful, you guys. When you do different promotions and things like that, you really got to know what your goal is and what you're trying to achieve. Sometimes people don't know what they're trying to achieve, and you got to know that before you do your promotion. The reason I'm saying that, because once you put it out there and the horse starts riding, honey, you can't stop the horse. And what I mean and what I'm saying by that is because the Fierce Female Network is rebranded from WSF Radio. I started WSF Radio back in 2007 on Blog Talk Radio when everything was free. Everything was free. Everyone was doing podcasts. Everybody was doing radio, and it was free. It ain't like that no more. It ain't free. You got to pay to do this stuff. So anyway, my point saying, some people still have me listed as WSF Radio, and so they have me listed as WSF Radio and Fierce Female Network. Now, I'm going to stay with the story. There's a point why I'm saying this. And so when you do a promotion and you do it on this network, you're getting a whole lot of juice. And so yesterday I was just fiddling around, you know, looking around on the internet, and I saw some archive records from a long time ago. These records was from a long time ago. Listen, so when you do a promotion, stuff never disappears. Okay, you're going to be there forever. Somebody has started. And the reason why I say when a horse starts running, you can't stop the horse. So my point is this. The Fierce Female Network is the horse that has started running, and it can't be stopped. I can't even stop it. And so the point I'm saying is when you look everywhere on the internet, you see the Fierce Female Network all over the place. And so people just grab it. They grab it, right? The people from all over the place just grab it and share it all over the place. And I saw some records, some archives of the Fierce Female Network, the show, the radio show. And they're saving the shows, which is a great thing. It's fantastic. It's great news. It's awesome. It's awesome, right? And so somebody has started a collection. Someone has started a collection online, collecting all these shows and putting it in an archive. And I was trying to listen to the shows. I couldn't even listen to it. I couldn't even get it open. So anyway, the way that you listen to it, you got to click, and it will take you right back to the original source, which is who? Fierce Manson, the Fierce Female Network, on Blog Talk Radio. And so the reason I'm saying that, the horse is running like crazy. The horse is running like crazy, and people are just grabbing all kind of things and saving files, saving shows, and they're listening and they're downloading. And so I was just really blown away to see archives, and they had saved over like 200 shows. It's like, who does that? It's like over 200 shows. And someone saved the Fierce Female Network, the hashtag, in a book. I'm like, well, who did that? You know, so stuff just goes all over the place. And I was trying to figure out, well, who is this person that was on the show from when? You know, and the stuff has been going on since 2007. I did a Google, and I saw the hashtag, the Fierce Female. Someone gave a shout-out in their book, and I'm like, well, I don't even know who did that. So anyway, what I'm saying is my point is the horse is running like crazy. And so I am pretty much out of time, and I got to get on up out of here. But guess what? I get to do it all over again later on today. It's been a stone-cold blast. Y'all, it's been a stone-cold blast. And listen, I got to give a shout-out and some love and some thank you to the international listeners. They are so loyal. They listen every single day. I take a look every day, y'all, and they still just hanging on listening. I just love it. I love you guys. Y'all so really precious. Thank you so much. And I got to get on out of here now. Very famous words of Don Cornelius from Soul Train. And especially words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.